News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal judge has formally postponed Donald Trump's March trial on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan vacated the March 4 trial date as she waits for Trump's appeal to work its way through the courts. She did not immediately set a new date. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing the former president's argument that he's immune from prosecution for actions he took while in the White House. With a delay in the case, a separate case in New York on alleged hush money payments might proceed first. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say the U.S. military is launching an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. The initial strikes by manned and unmanned aircraft were hitting command and control headquarters, ammunition storage, and other facilities. The U.S. had bolstered defenses in place to protect troops at the base in Jordan. President Biden and other top U.S. leaders have warned for days the U.S. would strike back at the militias in a tiered response. Employers added a surprising 353,000 jobs in January.
This turns out to be another surprisingly robust reading on the U.S. economy.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
This comes in stronger than expected by a large margin. Not only was January hiring substantially higher than what was expected, but we had upward revisions for the previous 2 months.
But it's not all good news, with the Federal Reserve now looking at late spring for a possible rate cut. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street, the Dow liked what it heard. It was up 134 points. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Generation Z.
They are Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kentucky House passed a bill instructing public schools to set aside time for a moment of silence at the start of each school day. The measure easily cleared the House and now moves to the Senate. The moment of silence would last 1 to 2 minutes at the start of each day in public schools. Students would decide how to use that time, and school personnel would be prohibited from instructing them on their silent reflection. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Big tech stocks carried Wall Street to another record high, even as many stocks fell amid worries about the downside of a too-hot economy. Big gains for Meta Platforms and Amazon pushed the S&P 500 index up 1.1%. But more stocks fell overall on Wall Street than rose. A strong jobs report pushed traders to further delay expectations for when the Federal Reserve may deliver the cuts to interest rates they desire. The Dow up 134 points to close at 38,654. The Nasdaq gained 267 points today to 15,628. The S&P 500 adding 52 to 49.58. New York oil fell $1.54 to $72.28 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.